What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Seats than it should because they have such a high population of illegal aliens. So they get rewarded for welcoming illegal aliens into their state, giving them federal benefits, actually asking the taxpayers of states like Ohio to subsidize them. And then those same taxpayers in Ohio and Indiana and elsewhere, they have fewer congressional representatives because of what California has allowed to happen. That's ridiculously unfair. And the only real way to fight back against it is for us to redistrict in some ways as aggressively as these hard blue states have done.
So there you have the Vice President of the United States saying, yeah, it might be time for us to redistrict. It might be time for us to do what the Democrats have done already. And Dory Murdoch's got some thoughts on that. We welcome Dory Murdoch back to the show, nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador and Fox News contributor. And he's got a piece in The Spectator right now titled Make the Census Great Again, Stop Counting Illegal Aliens. Dory, welcome back. Great to have you here today.
Great to be with you again, Annie. Thank you.
So you're talking about making the census great again. I always want to point out, and when we have these conversations, the Census Bureau itself, after the 2020/2021 census, said, well, we kind of screwed this up. Isn't that right?
They did. There were a number of states where they basically undercounted voters and population in some and overcounted in others. And oddly enough, they undercounted in general Republican states and they overcounted in Democrat states. Gee, what a shock. And it's pretty consistent in that regard. They had to go in and make repairs and corrections. I assume that when the redistricting was done, that was accounted for. But still, there's a lot of sloppiness there. But beyond just the fuzzy math or bad math, you have this whole concept of doing a census and counting among our population. People have broken into this country, came in without permission, without invitation, without papers, and yet they're counted as Americans, and they're put into all of the calculations for how many people are in which states, how many House seats they get, which of course means how many electoral votes they get, which has a direct bearing on who becomes our next president of the United States. And, this is absurd, and it needs to end. You know, in my article, which is in the American Spectator, I point out, I give the example of a family, I call them the Winslows, family of five. They go out to dinner, they go out to a movie, and they come home for dinner, and they open the door, and there are four illegal aliens sitting down at the kitchen table, chowing down on the dinner that they put aside to heat up and enjoy. And the Democrat method to this, you say, okay, well, I guess we're not a family of five, we're a family of nine, and we'll just plan henceforth to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner for nine people, and we'll find, rooms and linen and towels for the new members of the Winslow family, and there we go from a family of five to a family of nine. And by the way, call the federal government, say, we're now a family of nine, not five, okay? The Republican approach to it is, excuse me, who are you people? We don't know who you are. You've got 30 seconds to get out of here. If not, we're going to call the police and have you booted. And that's how we should handle illegal aliens. I say to my friends on the left, I usually give them this example and say, how would you respond if you walked in your house and these people are sitting around? They say, I call the police. I said, great. If that's what you do in your house, why should we do anything differently in our country? So just as the Winslows should say, excuse me, you need to leave right now. We need to say to illegal aliens, you broke in, you weren't invited, you don't have have papers, you need to go. And by the way, we're not going to count you among our population. We figure out which people are in which congressional districts, in part because you don't belong here, you have no right to be here. But frankly, a lot of illegal aliens are either self-deporting or deporting themselves or being deported by ICE. And why are we going to count people who either are going to be kicked out of the country or are going to decide, you know what, we're going to leave and maybe we'll actually do the right thing and go to the U.S. Embassy in our countries and fill out visa applications, which they should have done in the first place. So with all my hands and even my feet, I'm applauding this effort to make the census great again, not count illegal aliens, and only count American citizens and legal immigrants who arrived here, rang the doorbell, asked to come in, and were invited to walk into our country. Those people should be counted when we figure out, who's going to be in our population, who will be available for federal benefits or what have you. I think only citizens, certainly not illegal aliens, not legal immigrants, should be counted in terms of apportionment for congressional districts. But in terms of...
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel at SIDA, anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, who gets federal benefits? I think it's fine to count legal immigrants, but certainly not illegal aliens.
Yeah. I'm looking at your piece in The Spectator here, and you've quoted President Trump's True Social post where he said, "I have instructed our Department of Commerce to immediately begin work on a new and highly accurate census based on modern day facts and figures. And importantly, using the results and information gained from the presidential election of 2024, people who are in our country illegally will not be counted in the census." Thank you for attention to this matter. Is it possible to turn around some sort of census redo right now? Is the Census Bureau up for it?
Well, that's a good question. Are they physically capable of doing it? I mean, look, it's we're now in August. I suspect if these people put the, put their nose to the grindstone, they could get this done early enough to figure out congressional districts in terms early enough for primaries in 2026, which probably would start, I assume, February, March, maybe sometime in the spring of next year. So they have to get this finished up by end of this year or very early next. Now, are these people going to drag their feet and, come in at 10:30 in the morning, take a long lunch and, head out the door at 3:30 so that this doesn't get done? I suppose that will happen. But as you well know, President Trump is not shy about firing people.
Yeah.
And these people are not sitting there working on this really hard. They'll say, look, you're out of here. We're going to bring in some people who are going to focus on this. And frankly, bring in some people who are mega, mega pro-Trump people who will show up at 8 in the morning and stay until 10 p.m. and get this done. And if that's what it needs to happen in order to accomplish this, then, let's get people in who'll work on it. And those who drag their feet and don't cooperate, give them an opportunity to spend even more time at home watching TV or fishing or hiking, whatever it is they like to do in their spare time.
Mm. Jory Murdoch speaking with us right now, Fox News contributor, nationally syndicated columnist. And I encourage you to read his piece in The Spectator on making the census great again. In your estimation, in your thoughts, if the census were to be redone and it didn't count people who are here illegally, what would the political fallout be for that type of a measure?
I think the political fallout would be huge because Joe Biden ripped the border wide open. He let in about, I think most conservative count, according to the number of border incursions, is about 8.8 million people came in with the wide open border policy that that Biden and Kamala Harris had. That's probably a lowball number. It could be 10, 12, could be 20 million. Who knows how many illegal aliens we have in this country. But when you count those people in states like California, New York, Illinois, where you live, and elsewhere, that pads the number of people, the number of congressional seats they're able to have. And of course, the more congressional seats you have, the more electoral votes you have. So if you subtract those people, all of a sudden, California has two or three fewer congressional districts. Illinois has one or two fewer. New York has, one or two or three fewer. And all of a sudden, what happens is you've got fewer Democrat states and those Democrat seats, I should say, or leaning Democrat seats in those states, which means that you probably will end up having fewer Democrats being elected to the House. And also, very importantly, in 2028 and 2032, when we have our upcoming presidential elections, California, Illinois, New York, Maryland, et cetera, will have fewer electoral votes, and you'll probably have at least relatively more, in the Republican states, which means it's going to be harder for the Democrats to get elected. So this is the right thing to do morally and legally, but I think in terms of its political advantage, what it will do is remove basically an artificially created, completely fake advantage that the Democrats have concocted over the last few years to give themselves essentially credit and bonuses and political power for letting people break into this country who had no right to be here. And I think we'll take that away from them, restore justice, which is people who ought to be here, who we invited to come in here, and then remove from the Democrats this completely artificial political power that they've stolen from themselves by letting people break into the country and then counting people as part of our population who shouldn't be part of the population.
Last question for you, DeRoy, before we let you go. You know, I'm thinking about President Trump's announcement yesterday taking over control of crime and law and order in Washington, D.C., but also saying, in the Truth Social post included in your article in The Spectator, we're going to redo the census and we're not going to count illegal aliens at that when we go to redo it. Like the boldness of Donald Trump, it seems exponentially to increase with each passing day. I'm curious about your assessment. All the years that you've watched politics, different politicians, presidents from both parties, how do you assess this moment in American history and the timeline with Donald Trump and what he's bringing to the table?
I guess this now proves that Annie Fry is psychic, because you are absolutely reading my mind. This will be the focus of my next op-ed.
There you go.
And I'm trying to say this as politely and family-oriented as I can, which is, I think the reason Donald J. Trump is succeeding as much as he is that he has stones the size of the sphere in Las Vegas. Is that okay to say?
Yeah.
We can be unplugged for that.
Everybody knows. Everybody gets it, and everybody agrees.
Yeah, it's astonishing. I mean, whether you like or dislike what this man is doing, he's not just nibbling around the edges and doing a little tiny reform here and maybe a little national parade about something there. This guy is going full blast, 90 miles per hour into the biggest obstacles you can imagine. Like, okay, we're going to take over the law enforcement function in Washington, D.C., and have the feds take that out away from the local city government and have the federal government run the police basically out of the White House or out of DHS, I guess. We're going to take the census. We're going to remove the illegal aliens. We're going to cut these international peace deals with countries that have been at war for 30, 35, 40 years and sit down, bring them to the White House and say, okay, you people need to stop. You need to sign this treaty and stop killing each other. And of course, the stuff he's doing on trade, what he's done on taxes, it's incredibly audacious. It's incredibly bold, incredibly courageous. And certainly when it comes to confronting the Democrats, he's not following the sort of Bush family model, which is, oh, let's be nice. And if we're nice to them, they'll be nice to us. Let's all be friends. And of course, the Democrats then proceed by drop kicking us in our teeth. This man stands up to these folks. He sees what needs to be done, and he goes forward into it as aggressively and confidently, more aggressively and confidently than any public official I've seen in all the time I've been following American politics since really about ninth grade. So
yeah.
I applaud it. I think it's amazing. Other people may think it's miserable, but whether you're left, middle, and right, I think we all have to agree that this man, whether you love or hate what he's doing, is incredibly bold, incredibly audacious, incredibly courageous, and really unlike any president we've seen before.
Yeah, and you know what? If the Democrats wouldn't have thrown everything that they've thrown at him, kept him from winning that second term in 2020, the whole Russia thing, the lawsuits, the mugshots, I think he does this with glee at this point. He might have had some reservations if they wouldn't have gone so far past the line that he's emboldened now, and I don't think he even blinks twice.
I think that's a very good point. If these people had said, look, we don't like Donald J. Trump, we're going to run against him, but we will run a campaign of issues, we'll explain why his agenda is wrong for the country and why our agenda is better, you know, vote for us, don't vote for him. If it had been a traditional campaign, he might say, okay, I won, let's all play fair and be nice, okay? But when you've got this guy locked up, mugshots, spending day after day after day in the courtroom, in courtrooms around the country, facing these absurd, ridiculous, concocted brand new crazy legal theories and so on, and then one assassination attempt, another assassination attempt, and on and on and on. He owes these people nothing. There is no reason for him to be nice and sweet and polite to these folks whatsoever. As abusive, as much as they've abused him, really from 2015 onward, really for about 10 years now, there is no reason for him to be, you know, sweet, polite, and gentlemanly with these folks. They've given it to him, and he's giving it back good and hard. And I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, they created it. It's amazing to watch, at least from this side of the aisle.
Absolutely,
that's for sure. Dory, always a pleasure. Can't wait to read that article you got coming up. We'll be sure to share it when we do.
Very good, Annie. Okay, thanks very much.
We'll
see you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Dory Murdoch is a nationally syndicated columnist, Project 21 ambassador, and Fox News contributor. And he's usually our Wednesday guest, but we moved him to Tuesday today. And we're glad we did. All right, let's take a quick break. John Malcolm's going to join us in about 15, 20 minutes from now. We're going to talk to him about Donald Trump's efforts to get some law and order reinstated in our nation's capital. He's the vice president of the Institute of for Constitutional Government. He's a director of the Mies Center for Legal and Judicial Studies. He knows a little bit about law and order and prosecuting crimes and all of that. And we're going to get his thoughts on how does this actually implement and work? What kind of results does he think that Donald Trump might see and that everybody in Washington, D.C. might see after all of this takes place and starts to see some progress? John Malcolm in about 10-15 minutes. Ryan Wiggins back in studio with us next. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.